From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Kansel, and here's your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Whoa, thank you all. You are correct to be excited. We have got a great show for you today. A former baseball all-star, Doug Glanville, will join us here to tell us finally what they talk about during those meetings on the pitcher's mound. Do they compare luxury cars? What? We don't know. He'll tell us. But first, I got a bone to pick with you all, my fellow public radio listeners. NPR News recently did a survey of their listeners' favorite beach reading. You know, lighter fare for summertime, mindless stuff. Among the finalists submitted by NPR listeners, The Brothers Karamazov and that perennial guilty pleasure, War and Peace. Now, look, you're my peeps and nobody else is listening. Come on, guys. Haven't we had enough sand kicked in our faces? I thought we agreed to keep this quiet. Remember, anybody asks, you love Danielle Steele. And please cover up your copy of Immanuel Kant's Critique of Practical Reason with the Us Weekly we gave you, okay? Now back to business. Give us a call. Play our games. The number 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Well, hello. This is Ray Craig from York County, dare I say it, South Carolina.
You said it. You said it. So are you folks from South Carolina having to be a little apologetic, or you're just bracing yourself for the reaction when you introduce yourself?
Well, you know, it's hard to say. This is the governor who, in a previous incident, took barnyard critters to the state house.
Yeah.
And
I don't even want to ask why, knowing that guy.
Well,
he was in love with them.
It was love.
You know, it wasn't an agricultural exhibition. It was a love story.
And so you couple his previous history with this most recent affair.
Yeah.
And I think he's going to be put down in our state's history as being known for both a pig and a poke.
No. Oh, you've been working on that one.
Rim shot.
Yeah. I would criticize you for cheap humor if I had any standing to do so.
Well, thank you, Peter.
Welcome to our show, Ray. Let me introduce you to our panel. First, it's author and humorist and the man behind everything you might find and you will find at Baudette.com, Mr. Tom Baudette.
Hello, Ray.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Next, the deputy editor and blogger for the Houston Chronicle, Ms. Curie O'Connor.
Hi, Ray.
Hi-ho.
And next, television personality and a contributor to CBS Sunday Morning, Mr. Mo Rocca.
How you doing?
Hi, Ray. I'm good. I'm well.
Welcome to the show, Ray. You're going to start us off with Who's Carl This Time. Carl Kansel is going to read you three quotes from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, you'll win our prize. Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to go?
Ready to go. Super cool.
Indeed.
Wow.
I love that southern idiom.
Thank
Here
you.
Is your first quote.
If we are able to stop Obama on this, it'll be his Waterloo. It will break him.
That was your own senator, Senator Jim DeMint of South Carolina. He was setting a high-minded and collegial tone for the increasingly angry debate about what?
Well, I'm going to take a stab in the dark, Peter, and say that it may have something to do with health care.
Yes, indeed. It was the health reform proposals. Now, for those who do not follow history, Waterloo is a catchy dance number by ABBA. Perhaps, and we're not sure, in his metaphor, DeMint was contrasting the health reform proposal with the more successful stimulus bill, which was Obama's dancing queen,
right,
if you will. This week, as the healthcare debate went forward, things got personal. For instance, Republican Representative Paul Brown of Georgia said the president's plan is, quote, gonna kill people, unquote. Obama responded by showing up everywhere this week, from the Today Show to airline safety videos. He was the guy pointing at the exits. In a primetime press conference on Wednesday, he assured us all that the plan won't increase the deficit and that the government will not, in fact, deny you care and leave you to die, unless, of course, a bipartisan health care management committee decides we need your organs.
If If my head explodes trying to understand the health care debate, will my current plan cover the cost of reconstructive surgery?
No, I got so confused, Mo, I thought I had ADD. Seriously, and I went to my doctor, and he gave me medication, and my insurance covered it, and I've forgotten what the problem was.
It worked out.
So that's pretty much the way it's supposed to go. Yeah. Good.
Now, this is interesting. As you know, one of the big problems is there's costs incurred if you expand coverage to include everybody else. Somebody has to pay for it. It's been a problem. Obama came up with a way to pay for it. They are going to release special edition Obama brand mom jeans.
Mm.
Loose fitting, very comfortable. And very unflattering and sexless, as befitting our new socialist paradise. So that will be good for everybody. All right, Ray, here is your next quote. It is a senior administration official, as they like to say, doing some sensitive personal diplomacy this week with the president of Ukraine.
They are the most beautiful women in the world. That's my observation. It's certain. You have so many beautiful women.
Who decided to find common ground with the president of Ukraine by using his patented method of automatic talking?
Would this be our illustrious vice president?
Yes, very good, Joe Biden. Very good. Biden has spent a lot of time since taking office as vice president traveling to foreign lands, very far away foreign lands. Perhaps you wonder why. This is why. Biden was overheard saying that while visiting a pub with President Viktor Yushchenko of the Ukraine. They had already discussed the serious issues, military and trade cooperation, and whether those brides you can order on those websites really look like their pictures. He was curious. He had heard so much about that. Vice President Biden went from there to Amsterdam, where he was overheard saying to Dutch Prime Minister Jan-Pieter Balkenende, quote, "You guys have got some killer reefer here. You really do." All right. Your last quote is from somebody who's completely obscure. He's a 73-year-old British scientist named Gary Peach. And he's making an extraordinary claim about a famous phrase that was uttered 40 years ago this week.
I thought, being Americans, they might say something like, "Holy chicken bleep. Look at all that bleeping dust." I felt that would not be a suitable thing to be quoted in history books until eternity.
So that's why, Mr. Peach says, he wrote one of the most famous statements in history. What did he come up with to replace, "Look at all that bleeping dust"?
Well, I'm going to guess, could it be Neil Armstrong's famous statement?
Which was?
One small step for a man, one giant leap for mankind.
Yes, indeed. Although I appreciate you giving the full one. Mm-hmm. On the 40th anniversary of the moon landing, various people are coming out of the woodwork to claim a part of that history. One of them is Mr. Peach. He was working, this is true, in one of the NASA tracking stations in Australia, working on the moon mission. And he says, though, that he suggested Neil Armstrong's famous line to a supervisor who sent it on to Houston. Although, of course, Armstrong famously left out the A before A man.
Right.
Now, Armstrong, by the way, has always maintained since then that he thought up that phrase and that he screwed it up entirely by himself. Now, a lot of people have wondered on this 40th anniversary why we have never gone back to the moon after the Apollo missions. Well, it's because, if you think about it, it's obvious. It's because the astronauts were essentially American tourists, and they did what all American tourists did. They walked around. They became unhappy that nobody spoke English and that there were no McDonald's, and they decided just to take a cruise next time instead.
Well, and isn't the moon out of the health network, too?
Exactly.
Wasn't that part of the
problem? Can't get coverage. It's a pre-existing satellite. Carl, how did Ray do in our quiz?
Ray was perfect, Peter. Three correct answers. Ray, you win our prize.
Well done, Ray. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. You guys rock.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. And let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars.